हरे कृष्णा। इफ पीपल डोंट वॉक इन, डोंट स्लैम द डोर इन देयर फेस। व्हेन वी स्टार्ट प्रैक्टिसिंग स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ एंड वी स्टार्ट एक्सपीरियंसिंग द बेनिफिट्स, इनर पीस, जॉय, फ्रीडम फ्रॉम अननेसेसरी अटैचमेंट्स, फ्रीडम फ्रॉम लोअर क्रेविंग्स, वी फील इंस्पायर्ड टू शेयर दिस विद अदर्स एंड देन वी टेल देम अबाउट कृष्णा, वी इंस्पायर देम टू कम क्लोजर टू कृष्णा। And sometimes some people come and they are also benefited. Sometimes some people just don't get it. Though we try to explain the philosophy to them, though we expose them to the culture, though we try to do everything we can to help them come closer, they just don't come. So basically, if you consider this is the house of Krishna and this is the outside world, we open the door for them. We show them the way, invite them to come in. And when they don't come in, sometimes when they repeatedly refuse our invitation, then we get angry with them. And then we start, we may start condemning them, asserting that, calling them attached, calling them fallen, calling them obstinate, calling them bad names. And such name calling, such value judgments can be extremely alienating. And then whatever inclination they may have had to come, that inclination also goes away. So it's like we have opened the door for them to come in, but when we see they are not coming in, we slam the door in their face. Now, slamming the door in someone's face is actually insulting. Similarly, when we pass sweeping value judgments about people, that is insulting for them. And they become hostile, they become alienated. So the Krishna tells, advises us not to use such an approach. In 3.26, he says, Nabuddhibhedam janayed agyanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yuktah samacharan. So he says, Nabuddhibhedam janayed, that don't disturb the intelligence of people. Buddhibhedam. Krishna is not just saying disturb the mind, he's saying don't disturb the intelligence. Because their intelligence has more or less rationalized the worldview that they have accepted based on their mind's ideas. So don't disturb it. Agyanam karma sanginam, even if they are ignorant, even if they are attached, and even if joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yuktah samacharan, even if you are vidvan, even if you are knowledge, even if you are detached, still just dovetail. That means that just encourage them to take one step forward to come closer towards Krishna. I have to understand that everybody is at a different stage in their spiritual evolution. And some people may just not be ready right now to take to a very high level of spiritual practice. So, if they cannot take a bhakti, we can at least give them agyat sukruti. Agyat sukruti means we give them unknowing good spiritual credits. They just appreciate a devotee. They feel, oh, I met a nice person, I met an intelligent person, I met a gentleman, I met a good lady. And that appreciation will be the seed which will flower eventually and enable them to come closer to Krishna. So, you know, they decide not to come in, rather than slamming the door, we keep the door open. That means we end the interaction on a cordial note, not passing any value judgments, but just respecting them. Krishna has given everyone free will. Krishna also respects people's free will. Krishna doesn't force anyone to do anything. So who are we to force? So when we are cordial with them, irrespective of whether they practice bhakti or not, then eventually, when in this world, which is like a school of hard knocks, when they face adversities, at that time they will remember spiritual wisdom. They will come to Krishna at that time. If we had not locked the door, if slammed the door in their face, if we had not made it into an ego issue, we had not alienated them, then at that time they will walk in through the door. They will remember about Krishna and come to Krishna. Thus, by keeping the door open for them, having cordial relationship irrespective of how much they practice, we can facilitate them to come to Krishna when life impels them and when they get the good intelligence to come towards Him. Thus, our goal should not be just to convert people, our goal should be to facilitate people to rise one step upwards from where they are now. Thank you. Hare Krishna.